So then the terms doubt and confidence, I think, are also useful. Now these are adapted from Buddhism, really. So the concept of confidence, it's where we have a justified belief and we our experience so far enables us to claim that a belief is justified, but it's still provisional, and it's justified partly because it's provisional. And so I think confidence allows us to justifiably assert, well, I believe this. So, for example, I could say now, yes, I believe in middle way philosophy, or at least its main lines, because so far it appears to be both coherent, it all fits together, and it's fallible, it takes into account its own limitations. And so that allows me to say that with confidence, and confidence seems to be a useful word to use to identify that sense in which I can have an emotional investment and affirmation of this claim, but at the same time there were limitations on it which are built into the nature of that affirmation. I had to fall back on Hume here, who has this great saying, a wise man proportions his belief to the evidence. And of course he was speaking 18th century, so he should have said a wise person if he was going to be Peter. The general idea here is the incrementality of our justification, and that the stronger the evidence, and also I'd say the clearer the recognition of fallibility as well that comes into this, the more confidently we can assert our beliefs. So if we maintain this provisionality, that means that there's no need to repress our doubts. So that enables our beliefs to be integrated. So new things that come along that challenge the model we may be using, if they're not repressed, they can be examined and they can then be hopefully be synthesized into the model we already have, if that's possible, or if not, then we've got to re-examine the model. That brings us to the term doubt. Now, in Buddhist tradition, there are two senses of which are often translated as doubt. So there's doubt as it's encountered in as a hindrance in meditation, which is sort of the feeling that I can't really do this, or it's a sort of lack of provisional, the kind of necessary provisional confidence in what you're doing, which enables you to do it. Obviously, doubt in that sense is unhelpful, but there's also doubt in the sense used by Pyrrhonian skeptics, say, which is a more helpful kind of doubt, which is the recognition of uncertainty, in effect. So I think we need to distinguish doubt in those two senses. So the kind of undermining doubt, the kind of doubt that you might get as a hindrance in meditation, is the opposite of confidence. And that kind of doubt can also express itself as over-assertion, not necessarily as negation. So it may not just be a matter of lack of confidence, it may also manifest itself as overconfidence, where because there's a repressed conflict of some kind, we become that much more panicky and insecure in the way in which we're asserting our claims. So there's this relationship between sort of psychological states with which we make assertions and the kind of justification that we have for making them. So it strikes me very much when I see sort of fiery evangelical preacher or somebody who's got supreme certainty, that actually this person is doubtful. The reason why they're being so over-assertive is to do with the conflicts which probably exist within there.
of the psychics. You see similar traits in people with narcissistic traits are often like that as well.
Right.
You know, they come across as thinking they're, you know, the bee's knees and the most entitled person in the world, but actually underneath, it's often a defence against inability to cope with the fact that they might not be completely okay.
So, I think a good word to describe metaphysical beliefs in that sense is brittle. They can be, they appear strong, but they could be quickly and discontinuously snapped. So metaphysical beliefs are brittle because of their vulnerability to doubt in that sense, which is why you get dramatic inversions of metaphysical belief. Yeah, and people who swing from one to the other, you know, one year they believe in God and then they don't, and so on.
Yeah. Goebbels was a communist before he was a fascist.
Right, great example. Yeah.